Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah, we know it's Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is the day that you start to break out some of the Christmas songs. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. We're here this morning till 9 o'clock. We will be back New Year's Eve for the final New Year's Eve party from the Showcase Studio.
We will be on post-Blackhawks, which Mark Carmen tells us will be at 11:59 p.m. so we can ring in the new year at midnight.
You could ask Chris Bowden to get off a little bit early. He might allow that.
Okay. I mean, who knows? And as long as they're leading, we should say, let's just end the game right now.
Yeah,
okay?
That's
for the
it.
New year.
Yeah.
And we will be on till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And we'll have hourly countdowns, tons of guests from the Showcase Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much things, so much stuff planned for this morning. A little later, we're having two world-renowned guitar players will be joining us, Joel Patterson and Muriel Anderson. We should also remind you that 1 week from today, we're going to be doing an appearance and book signing in McHenry, Illinois. We'll be at the McHenry Public Library. That's at 809 Front Street in McHenry. We'll be there from 7 until about 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about Les Paul, talking about our new book, or the book that's been out for a while, A Little More Less. And if you can't make it to that appearance, you can also order a copy of A Little More Less by going to A Little More Less, that's less with one S, .com. Or you can call 312-912-8639. And by the way, we hope you will check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show, and spell Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-I-E. So facebook.com/Steve and Johnny Show. We would like it if you would like us.
Like us, please.
Yes, please like us.
And if you are a librarian and you hear us say that we're going to the McHenry Library, and we've been out to Rockford, we've been in Northwest Indiana, we've been up in Wisconsin. If we haven't come to your library, and
yeah.
I know you're booking for the new year, and you'd like us to stop by there and do a little talk and do a little book signing. Yeah, we love to do that kind of thing. It gives us a chance, once I get over my nerves, gives us a chance to meet WGN listeners. So you can contact us through our Facebook page. We'll put you in touch with our publishers, and mm-hmm. they'll work something out, and we'll look at the calendar. And we've been known to drive a few hours. We were in Mokena, and we were Kankakee.
Kankakee,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had a great time at a wonderful place that we'd never been to in Hammond.
Yes.
Paul Henry's Art Gallery.
In fact,
Dave Schwann's in the newsroom. Dave, have you ever been to the Paul Henry Art Gallery in Hammond?
You know, Steve, I must confess, I have not. I've heard of it, but I have not been there myself.
It's wonderful.
It's the old hardware store. In downtown Hammond.
Oh, it's the old Mueller's Hardware Store?
Yes.
Oh,
and this
wow.
is the Mueller.
Now I have to go.
This is
now
the Mueller kid that runs the place. He's no kid, but I mean, he wanted to keep the place. The cool thing is it's an art gallery, but he kept all of his grandpa's stuff.
Now, how great
in
is
the
that?
Hardware store.
It is one of the coolest appearances we've ever done. We
absolutely.
Love that place.
And every Thursday night, they do an acoustic music jam. So you come, you bring a dish, or you pay a couple bucks to get in to enjoy the live music and then food, and you meet all. They've done hundreds of these.
I can't think of a cooler place to do your book signing.
Oh, it was great.
It was wonderful. But we'd never been there. We were just blown away.
That was a favorite one. And in a world of libraries, I have to tip my hat to Rockford.
Oh, yeah.
Because they set us up at the
Nordloff Center.
Across the street from the library.
Wow, is that a great
place? We were in a theater with a big screen, and they had one of their librarians put together trivia about us with pictures. And so as you were filing in, and we had hundreds of people there, you were seeing these pieces of trivia, the stuff that I looked at and I went, really? That's me?
And what was cool, while all that's going on, we're backstage. Who stops by with a copy of our book that he wanted autographed? Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick.
How about that?
Yes.
It was just so cool.
Everybody was back home. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My favorite part was when Rick Nielsen, I said, can I have a picture with you? Can we have a picture? Sure. So he leans in close to me and he whispers, that way we can cut him out of the picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, really, every library has been wonderful to us.
Yeah, we've had a real good time.
And you could appreciate this, Dave, when you go out and we're there to talk about our book and to answer questions about Les, but then we have a segment where we answer every question about WGN, and there are just certain things that people want to know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And invariably, yeah. I find myself saying, what you hear on the radio is really how these people are.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah. What you hear is what you get.
What you get.
That's we were telling Mark earlier, because we were listening to Mark as we were coming in tonight. You don't realize how lucky you are to work at this radio station. Up and down the dial, you will not find this kind of real radio. Everybody has to either pretend that they're angry about whatever. I'm sorry, I'm not angry that much. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't care about, but I'll give you an honest opinion about it. But it's just, it's nice to hear real people.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a remote at Tree Time, the third year in a row now with Dean Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Panayanovic, myself, Elton Jim Toronto, and Dean were out there.
By the way, a week and a half ago. What's the total for Elton Jim's Elton John appearances now?
Oh, 100 and some now.
He's pushing like 100. Yeah, 175.
Yeah, the word stalker comes to mind.
But what you just said a moment ago, Steve, about how we have real radio and real people here, we have a real audience, and they're just the greatest listeners. One after another came up to us and said, we never miss the show, and we always, you know, have WGN on at all times, and just a terrific, terrific group of people.
Yes, we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, yeah, we do.
Well, Shwani, it's a pleasure working with you today.
Right. It's always, our annual event.
Yes.
Always great hanging out with Dave. Dave and I started at the same radio station.
12 years apart.
I don't know if we told you, Dave, that this year I went back to WJOB. Johnny and I went back there.
A couple of times, in fact, and did the morning show.
And
you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a great live and local morning show.
I understand they've got a very nice new facility.
Yes.
Nice new facility. And
new
boy,
for us, Steve.
Yeah, really. And they are all over social media. They're streaming on Facebook and Twitter, and it's just good for them.
Good for you guys. I mean, because you had a station like that where you could launch your careers and you learned the hard way.
It was the real nuts and bolts of the business, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We are now fortunate to be asked to consult at the college radio station in Panama City, Florida. And it's wonderful because it's an NPR station. And let me tell you, these kids don't know how good they have it. The equipment is jaw-dropping.
Isn't it amazing what you see in colleges these days?
We did a seminar, and in this one class, 30 kids, each with 30-inch Apple computers.
Screens.
Oh, my gosh.
I walked in, and I said, what? Is this like the Apple store? Every student has their own huge Apple screen in front of them.
Every one of them does?
Every one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, and then we went around the room and said, now, who here is excited about going into radio? We always like to tell them we have 99 years of combined experience,
that's
which,
right.
You know, freaks them out. They're like, oh, we got to prop these people up. Of course, we were babies when we started in radio, but we asked them, and I would say maybe there were two in the group that wanted to go into this kind of radio. Everybody else wanted to do podcast or sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
That was it, because they don't have a WGN or a WJOB to want to emulate. They don't get it. It's all syndicated programming except for the local college station.
Mm-hmm. They may have a local morning show, but that's about
it. That's it. Exactly.
And we worked with them during the last election, last presidential
election.
They never covered a presidential
election.
Actually
went out to get the news. Yeah.
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 So we showed them how to do that.
And then when they called Florida, they started packing up. We go, no, you don't go home now. No, if this is a presidential election, you do not go home just because Florida has been called.
And we were down there over Halloween, and we did a live Halloween special with them. And when some of our friends up in Michigan found out we were doing that, they said, can we simulcast that? And we said, sure, fine.
Yeah, very cool.
So we had. It's just kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, we're here till 9 o'clock. Coming up, we have some fantastic music. Dave, you'll love Muriel.
I'm ready.
And Joel, they're going to be here to entertain us, tell us about their Christmas shows coming up, their new CDs.
And also with Black Friday is coming up tomorrow, but also Small Business Saturday is coming up, and we want to talk a little bit about that, too.
Does that make it feel better for
yes,
you?
Yes, it does.
The turkey's on the radio.
We mentioned that not only is tomorrow Black Friday, but Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are huge fans of supporting small businesses, some of the mom-and-pop shops.
Look in your neighborhood and see who is there, probably struggling at times to keep their doors open, and try, not just this Saturday, but in general, try to support the local mom-and-pops.
Now, I know this may come as a surprise, but I'm a little bit of a guitar geek.
Yeah.
And rather than hanging out at some of the big-box stores, I always spend my time up at 709 Main Street in Evanston.
Yes.
At Guitar Works.
You don't know my cell phone number, but you know the cell phone number for Guitar Works.
847-475-0855. What's your point?
Okay.
And the man who runs Guitar Works, the owner-operator, is Terry Straker. Hey, Terry, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, thank you. So is it true that you've thrown open the doors this morning for a couple of hours?
Yeah, we open on Thanksgiving, like 9 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing it years ago. My daughter used to come with me. Now I have to ask for volunteer employees because she's grown up and moved away.
Yes.
But wasn't this originally, the idea was, frankly, you needed to get out of the house on Thanksgiving for a little while. Wasn't that the deal?
That is the deal. I know when I was a kid that when the cooking was going on, the guys were supposed to get out of the house.
I'm just laughing.
And that's still the case.
And I'm thinking right now, there are probably people going, you know what, if you're not going to be of any use, just go. Just go walk around the block or something. Or stop by Guitar Works and see what's going on there. So what would you say for the, not like the Steves of the world, because I know what's on his list. It's a year-round list.
Yeah, your point is.
But for the person who's saying, well, you know what? I've got a nephew. I've got a grandson. I've got a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And they're just getting into guitars. Terry, if they've got a guitar, what's out there that you've got in the store that would be a great stocking stuffer or a really cool gift?
Well, there's all sorts of small things starting at maybe $5, like harmonicas or percussion toys, straps. I happen to know this fellow that is on WGN Radio that has a strap for every one of his mini guitars.
Yeah, and your point is?
And a name for every one of them.
Well, yeah, they speak to me.
Wait, and a wife who matches her nail polish to his guitars, which is really weird when I think about
it. Yeah, I got Johnny to drink the Kool-Aid.
But there's all sorts of things that are not very expensive. Ukuleles, all that stuff's under $100.
Ukuleles are so popular. You know, in our part of Florida, there is a ukulele orchestra that gets together a couple times of the year. And thankfully, they do this outside because sometimes it gets a little weird. There can be literally hundreds of uke players that will show up.
I'm assuming that none of them have heard Jake Shimabukuro or they would never pick up the ukulele ever again.
Yeah, but you know what? He's really an inspiration, too, because I said to Steve the other day, we were in the guitar store, and a guy was playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps on a uke, and I said, he knows Jake, because that was the first time I had ever heard that song on a ukulele. It was Jake Shimabukuro.
Yep.
I blame George Harrison for the ukulele craze, because he started playing late in his career, just before he passed away. He started playing uke at his shows.
Oh, is that right?
And that's when the big uke craze started up, in my opinion.
But the cool thing is, it is an instrument that you can get for under $100 with a decent sound. And if you've got little hands, it's a really a nice place to start to find out if there is any interest, if there is any innate talent.
Yes,
indeed. But one of the cool things now is that even if you have little hands, there are any of a number of guitars that are like, I'm thinking of things like the Baby Taylor, smaller guitars that are perfect for beginners, quality instruments that will allow little people to get their hands around them.
Yeah, there didn't used to be a whole lot in the small end, and what was not very good quality. Now you can buy stuff that is killer and in very small sizes.
Well, I have to chuckle because you know our guest that's coming up, Muriel Anderson. You've known her forever.
And Joel Patterson.
But with Muriel's case, we always say Muriel's as big as a minute.
Yep.
And I remember the night that I said to her, I said, you know, your hands are so small. I said, you know, was that ever a problem for you? And it's great because as a very young guitar player, no one ever told her your hands are too small.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just worked with it. And this amazing talent came out of her fingers, which, again, you got to be careful what you say to kids because you could put the kibosh on a budding talent.
Sure.
If you say, oh, no, you know, your fingers are too short, or your hands are too small.
Well, I'm turning on the blatant plug light because, again, Guitar Works, 709 Main Street, Evanston. You are one of the places that is going to be open for a little while today. Everybody's still going to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving, but you're open from 9 until 1. And you've got some special prices today, right?
We do. I'm not allowed to divulge them. The boss doesn't let me, but today would be a really good day to buy a guitar, whether an inexpensive or an expensive. I have someone coming in to buy a $7,000 guitar today.
Wow.
Whoa.
Steve, wait. Time out. Steve said he needed to run an errand today.
Johnny doesn't know about this,
I am your
Terry.
Friend.
You're not supposed to tell her.
Wait, Terry, I'm your friend. I know where you live. If he comes home with a new guitar, you are in trouble, my friend. Serious trouble.
Well, you know the correct number of guitars has been proven by Mr. Einstein to be one more.
Just one more. Exactly.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and your whole Stryker family and your Guitar Works family, Terry. And I hope you have a wonderful Small Business Saturday. We'll stop by and see you on Saturday.
Great. Can't wait. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.
And for anybody who wants to check out the website address is?
www.guitarworksltd.com.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
Happy Thanksgiving, Terry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And again, it sounds like a blatant plug, but we are huge fans of small businesses. And one of the reasons that we're so impressed with Terry, he's an honest guy.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Oh.
Years ago, before Terry didn't know that we worked at the radio station or anything, walked in there, and I have it's a 1959 Gibson. Took it in there, needed some work on it, and the first thing Terry did, and again, he didn't know us from Adam. He said, I'll fix this, but let me give you a tip. Don't leave this guitar anywhere.
With anyone.
With anyone, because they will take off the pickups, they will put new pickups in and tell you they just shined them up and they will sell your pickups. And I mean, So I knew I was dealing with an honest guy right from the get-go.
Absolutely. So. You're not going there today, are you? I've got the checkbook, so.
Those magical sounds are being made by a lady who has been nice enough to join us for, we were figuring how many years now every Thanksgiving?
It's over 20 Thanksgivings. Muriel Anderson has been with us. Do you remember those Thanksgiving nights when we would all be tryptophaned up and we're just like, oh.
Yeah, we just ate so much turkey.
And then we'd come here and say, we've got to talk for a few hours. And then you would stay for a few hours and we would eat leftover pie and get a little bit sleepy. Year, and then we would put on the long version of Alice's Restaurant.
Of course. That's what we started the tradition of playing Alice's
Restaurant.
On Thanksgiving.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, we would play it.
Because it went for about 28 minutes.
Yes, and we'd say our goodbyes to Muriel, and she'd get in the car and head home. And oh, golly. Literally, it was over 20 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? You were just a baby. You had to be chaperoned here because it was after curfew, right?
That's right. I have my chaperone today, too.
Right?
Yes.
Brian is chaperoning you today. Muriel hails from Downers Grove, Illinois, lives in Nashville now, but she's a local girl, and she comes home every Thanksgiving, not only for family time and a great meal. But
also for your incredible homecoming concert, which is going to be this Saturday night.
Yes, 26th annual. That's even longer than doing this radio show.
Yeah.
So your 26th annual, and we've been fortunate enough to be at that concert with Muriel a few times, and it's just crazy because people come back year after year. I mean, because it's different every year. That's the fun thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be really different this year and wonderful. Did you happen to experience the eclipse this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did.
We were in Florida.
Yeah. You were in Florida.
Yes. Oh. Yes. I made the pin box, the pinhole box. Yeah. And we stood out on the street, and it was a weird experience.
Isn't that something?
It wasn't as total in Florida as I think it was in the Nashville area. It wasn't a lot more dramatic in the Nashville
yes,
area?
Yes. We flew back home special to get there in time for the eclipse. We were on the East Coast. And there... it was such an amazing experience, and people flew in from all around the world.
Yes.
And were sitting there on the Capitol building lawn. Mm-hmm. And I had my harp guitar in my hands, and people started requesting, oh, play Moon Dance, play Moon Shadow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian took the most fantastic photos of this. And so I thought, well, you know, we should share this, just the way you and I are sharing, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of people saying, you know, it's a great beginning of a conversation. What were you doing yeah. during the eclipse?
So the picture of you with the eclipse glasses on, that was actually there at the eclipse. That wasn't a stage photo.
That, what...
It's a compilation.
It is, right. It's a compilation that Brian took of several photos
nice.
That he had there. And we turned it into a greeting card.
Uh-huh.
That way people can, you know, write about not only the eclipse, but, you know, use it for Christmas,
neat.
Birthday, whatever.
And this inspired your new CD.
Yes. You know, after we thought about doing the greeting card for Brian's photography, I said, well, let's just put some songs about the eclipse in there, like just like I was playing
mm-hmm.
At that moment.
Moon Dance. That's a beautiful version
Thank
of Moon
you.
Dance, too.
Yeah, that's just gorgeous. And we should mention, if people want to get the CD, they can get it how? Because it's just officially out now.
This week.
It arrived FedEx late last night. You have the very first copy.
Wow.
So
I mean, it's literally hot off the presses.
I mean, yeah. So, overnight FedEx, last night it arrived.
Yay
so,
for FedEx.
And they can get it on the website, MurielAnderson.com.
We've got a link on our page, too. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to spell Muriel Anderson, it's real simple. But get there, like it, follow her on Facebook, too. And come out and see you at the show on Saturday night.
Right. If you can't make it Saturday, Friday, we're actually showing some of Brian's photography at Studio 51 in Elgin. And I'm doing a full concert there.
Nice.
So
so that is also on the website, Elgin. That's mm-hmm. at the Art Area, Studio 51 in Elgin. And you can buy tickets through your website. Then Saturday, you can also buy tickets either there at the door, Downers Grove High School. Plenty of parking, by the way. It's so simple to get there. GPS will get you right to the high school. And the fun thing is you will see people, you'll meet people who went to school there, just like Muriel.
Yeah.
And it's fun for them to come back. And
yeah.
the acoustics are really good in that auditorium. Really good.
Right, we're following it up by a workshop then on Sunday, like we do most years.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoon in Downers Grove at the 2A Street Coffee House.
Because Muriel doesn't know anything about just chill for a while.
No.
just sit back and kick your feet up. Oh, no, let's do this. In fact, Muriel was running the other day. By choice. You aren't running from anything.
Oh, you're not going to tell them this, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's okay. You can.
There are no secrets.
Can I just say, the one thing, I hung up the phone, I told Steve the story, and I said, I've got to say, I'm thankful that you did not injure another part of your body, like a wrist or an arm. You fell.
Yes, and I just cracked a rib. Yeah.
That's why we just did virtual hugs when Muriel walked in the studio.
You know, at the Saturday after Thanksgiving concert, you know, people just think of it as an annual event to, you know, bring
yes.
in the
mm-hmm.
holidays, and they always want to come up and give me a big bear hug.
Yep.
So I think I've got to have a bodyguard or something after the show. Just handshakes this year.
But like I said, you could have fallen on one of those precious hands.
Oh,
or
no, I held my hands out and I fell on my body instead.
And you had a puffy coat on, so it would have been worse otherwise.
Well, we want to make an introduction that we have been wanting to make for years.
Yeah.
We have wanted to get you two together. Joining us in the studio, along with Muriel, is another extraordinary guitar player and good friend, Joel Patterson. Joel, Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Nice to meet you, Muriel.
Nice.
It's a pleasure.
Joel.
Yeah. It's a beautiful instrument. I hope I get to hear that.
We were driving in today, and I said, you know, Steve, this is really cool because both of them, Joel's from Wisconsin, but Hale from the Chicago area now, Muriel, same thing, and literally travel around the world with your music, and your paths have not crossed. And I'm like, yes, this is what I love about this radio show. Yeah. I wanted to introduce them. Because Muriel, remember the night we brought in Howard Levy?
Yes.
And introduced you, and it was so cool.
You played with Howard, too, right?
Yeah.
It must have been mind-blowing. He's amazing.
Well, we had a mind-blowing experience that night. Remember when you guys were playing?
Yeah, we played Vincent together.
Yeah.
And then the guy called, and look, I got goosebumps just relaying
this. It was the truck driver who had to pull over off the road because he was so moved by what you guys did that
And something night. Celestial happened. I don't remember the particulars, but something happened in the sky, and he was like teary on the phone, and we're all, whoa. It was really, really special.
Yeah.
And it was on Christmas Eve 2015 that Joel was sitting in this studio on an afternoon. We were rocking around this Christmas tree, and we said, Joel, play a little Christmas tune for us as we wrap up. And you said, yeah, I think I'm going to do a Christmas CD one of these days.
Yeah, that was the start of me thinking about it.
I said, you did it.
That is a good idea. That's way too good of an idea.
In fact,
Muriel's already got an Eclipse record out. Did you just say that? I don't know how you did that. You work fast, because I've been talking about this Christmas thing for,
for
a year. Well, even before that, I've been kind of thinking, someday, you know. But that I think you guys gave me the push.
As we were getting ready to come in for the show today, and I was putting together all kinds of Christmas records, I came across the CD that you burned for us 2 years ago that was some of the early versions of some of the Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. A lot of those were, some of those tracks even made it on the new CD with some of the parts redone. So I forgot you got an early demo version of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Joel's going to have a show next Wednesday night. So Muriel is Friday in Elgin and Saturday in Downers Grove, and Joel is Wednesday in Evanston.
CD release party at Evanston Space, which is a great club.
It's our favorite listening place. Oh, yeah, it really is. And then Friday and Saturday, he's going to be at the Green Mill, the legendary Green Mill.
Another CD release party and kind of my birthday party and just a general shindig.
Yeah. And then your Sundays all the time. On Sundays.
I play every Sunday at the Green Mill from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on a Sunday, so we play for the real late night crowd.
Yeah. See,
which Steve,
I don't know why we haven't
relate
been there.
To that. I don't know why. Yeah, I know you're a night owl like me. So
you should be working the door
it's
on
been
Sunday
duly
night.
Noted. You have not shown up yet.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break and come back while the guitars get acclimated to the room.
Yes.
And our guests are wonderful to wake up early on a Thanksgiving and join us here in the studio. We've got Joel Patterson, by the way, that's one T, because I know your mom is listening.
One T, no waiting.
No waiting. Muriel Anderson with us in the studios. You can follow them. You can click through to their websites and their Facebook pages from our page. So do that. Get out and see them. Get these new CDs.
Yeah, we know it's not Christmas yet, but it is Thanksgiving, so we're breaking out the Christmas jams, and that is one by our in-studio guest Joel Patterson from his brand-new Hi-Fi Christmas guitar album. And we have in the studio with us Joel Patterson and Muriel Anderson, and they both are celebrating a release of some brand-new CDs, and congratulations, and it's a... just terrific stuff on both of the CDs.
And Muriel's CD is the Eclipse CD with a nod to the big Eclipse event this year. And the cool thing was off mic, and if you're watching us on the stream, you can see all of us. By the way, you all look fabulous on the internet.
You look marvelous.
Muriel is holding, and somebody just texted and said, what is Muriel holding? That is her famous harp guitar.
Yeah.
And I think it is bigger, and if it's possible, it's better than it's been in past years because it's got some other stuff going on.
This one has 20 strings. The one that I often tour with, you know, has... You know, only 11 to 13
only.
Strings.
So this is the turbocharged version.
Yes.
And I love Joel said, wait, I have to pay my bass player. You mean you are your bass player and your lead guitarist.
Right, yeah. Just that third hand, that would be convenient every now and then.
Yes. Oh, that is a beautiful instrument. Made just for you, I imagine?
Yes. This one was made. You know, it was originally built to fit in the overhead bin of an airplane.
What?
Yeah, so the...
you would fit easier than that would fit in the overhead.
Yeah, it's smaller in length, so it's shorter than a regular guitar and pitched higher. But then I ended up wanting, you know, all these extra low bass strings, you know, and extra high strings. And it sort of turned into a Rolls Royce, you know how that happens.
Well, why don't we shut up and let you demonstrate how this all works?
Okay, I'll do a new one that I improvised on the lawn during the eclipse.
Wow.
It was amazing to sit next to that.
Oh, man.
That's extraordinary.
I love the additional strings, the harmonics.
The super trebles.
Oh, my gosh. Look.
Your little teeny hands shouldn't be able to do all that.
Remember, Steve, nobody told her that couldn't do it. That was the secret.
You remember that, yeah.
Wow. Muriel Anderson with us in the studio. Joel Patterson is with us. We've locked the doors. They're here till the end of the show at 9 o'clock. So we've got some music coming up. More music with both of them. Get their new CDs. Your Christmas shopping, this is what you need to get. Her new Eclipse CD and Joel's new Christmas CD, High Fidelity. I don't have it in front of me. Is that it?
It's Hi-Fi Christmas
Hi-Fi.
Guitar.
High Fidelity, Hi-Fi.
Hi-Fi Christmas Guitar.
All right.
I know that song. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. That's Muriel Anderson from her brand new CD, Eclipse, and How High the Moon. Joining us in studio, as she has for umpteen Thanksgivings, is Muriel Anderson. And also joining us in studio is Joel Patterson, who has a brand new CD out called Hi-Fi Christmas Guitar. Joel will be having a CD release party next Wednesday at Evanston Space. Mm-hmm. Muriel is appearing this weekend, her homecoming concert.
Well, back up Friday, she's in Elgin.
Right.
And then Saturday, it's her homecoming in Downers Grove, number 2626. Muriel, did you say that that song was inspired by Steve? Because
absolutely. You know, when I was thinking of, you know, songs to do for the eclipse, you know, Steve, you talked about how high the moon. That's one of your favorite tunes.
Yeah.
We were going to try to work it up together. And mm-hmm. so I started looking at the chords. I mean, this time last year.
That's
I
right.
think it was. Yeah. And so it was because of you that I put How High the Moon on
well,
the album.
Well, thank you.
As a medley, of course, with Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah. Of course.
And I don't know if I sent you a copy of the medley that I put together with How High the Moon and a couple of other lesses. So, well, I'll send it
yes,
to
you.
Yes,
you did. You did. So, yeah.
Okay.
The time is going by way too fast. We have these amazing talents in studio with us. We said we lock the doors. Joel is, I always tease him and say he's the busiest guy in Chicago. How many different variations of Joel can one catch? Like six?
Official bands with
the modern
band
sound.
Names? Yeah, yeah, about five or six.
Five or
and
six.
Then
I'm,
and then, you know, I freelance a lot. Different, yeah. different.
And now people can follow you. You've got a website.
I've got a website. I actually have a website that looks okay just in time for my Christmas CD that came out.
It looks very
and
good.
So you can... go and click on the band section and read about the bands mm-hmm. I play with and the
and
different
click on
recordings
the
I've made. Yeah, and it's got a calendar. That, yeah.
And buy the CD.
Trying to get organized.
Well, let's check. Just plunk your guitar there for a second. I want to make sure that that mic is working.
Does that count as
like
a plunk?
That counts okay. as a plunk. So I think, why don't we shut up and let you, what would you like to play?
Well, I was thinking about playing some Christmas song. I don't know if I have the go-ahead.
Yes.
Sure.
But you were playing them. I heard you. Why do you hate Burl Ives so much? I heard that this morning.
For 33 years, we've aggravated each other with our favorite music, and mine is Burl, so.
I don't feel warmed up enough to play a Christmas tune right now. Let me do a little Merle
do
Travis.
Whatever.
It gets
okay.
my fingers going.
Cool.
I'll do a little bit of Wild with Flower, and then maybe I'll take a Christmas request here.
That was fun.
That was nice. That's a good way to
fingers kind of move at 8:15
yeah.
in the morning. Yeah.
Get your heart started.
Might be a new record for
I have visions
performing.
Of people dancing around their kitchen, you know, getting ready to baste their bird. And...
I'm coming over.
That's fun. That sounds so good. And you two were talking about possibly playing something together. Is that something you want to do now or do later or none of the above or
we've just introduced them to each other.
Yeah.
So
well, that was a Merle Travis tune. Well, it was his version of the old Wildwood Flower
right.
that goes back mm-hmm. to the Carter family in the 20s. But Merle Travis is probably my favorite all-time finger picker. And you suggested that we jam. And Muriel
yeah.
mentioned that she knows Cannonball Rag. And I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Let's get a Merle Travis that? Standard. Do you feel like doing that now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Give it a try. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You start off, and then I'll
okay.
just dribble.
I was wondering who was going to start.
Yeah, I'll just dribble in at
all right.
some point. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Funkin', right?
That was
yeah.
Wow.
Now, for anybody who just tuned in, this was literally, not only had they never played that before, they'd never played together before.
And
no
sitting,
rehearsal, no nothing.
Is it weird, two sitting side by side, so you're kind of looking at each other going, okay, where are we going from
the
here?
The only thing that's weird is that it's 8:15 in the morning. But other than that, everything is great. Last time I'm going to say that.
That was so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was extraordinary. You two ought to do this for a living.
My adrenaline is
Well, thanks for getting us together. Guitar players hardly ever see each other's shows or get together because
true.
We're always playing. And
that's
guitar
very
players
true.
Don't like to know there's, you know, that there's other great guitar players out there.
That's not true.
Well,
Muriel.
You don't live in Nashville.
That's why I don't live in Nashville.
Muriel does the most amazing show every year. How many years have you been to the
All-Star Guitar Night?
At least 25.
25 years. Oh. And she brings together this eclectic group of
that's
guitars.
In Nashville?
Yes, that's where we met Preston
Reed.
That
sounds amazing.
It's the first time we saw Tommy Emmanuel.
I make a field trip. It's official.
Yes, you absolutely do. Because and the audience is there to listen. And it's just so exciting when somebody plays and the audience just gets to their feet and cheers. Like, yes, we've just something really cool.
I think the first one we saw was at the Wild Horse, and now you've done them at the Ryman. And you also, in January, you do them out at the Los Angeles NAMM.
Yeah, we've done them several different places. This year, we're doing it at 3rd and Lindsley in Nashville.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
In June, yeah.
Good. I think we should be there.
Is 3rd and Lindsley, is that the place that that Chet Atkins used to do a Monday night thing once a week? Or
the Time Jumpers did that, and I think Chet might have played. Actually, he played at a club called Cafe Milano that's no longer.
Right. That's right. Yes.
But the 3rd and Lindsay has taken over what Cafe Milano was doing and bringing just great music all the time.
By the way, for people who haven't heard this story, and I don't think Joel has, would you mind repeating the story you've told us? Muriel is down in Nashville. She's getting a reasonable reputation. And one of these days, she gets a call from Chet Atkins, who says he wants you to come over. And?
Oh, I think you're talking about, I used to, go hang around his office all the time and try to get in a guitar lesson or two. And, and he would teach me things here and then. And so this time he said, Muriel, come over. And I came over and he comes down the stairs and he said, I've got a job for you. And, this was before I was playing concerts. I was just, playing at the Park Hyatt Hotel in Chicago at that time and coming down to Nashville to learn a little bit from time to time. So he said, well, you see, my pet rooster Hotshot has come down with a case of the feather mites, and my wife and I are getting kind of old, and besides, we're just too big to crawl into that chicken coop. And he said, I was going to ask little Jimmy Dickens, but you just wandered in here. You're about the smallest person I know.
Could you crawl in the chicken coop?
And so I went over to the Atkins home for the first time, and Chet's wife, Leona, got a plastic garbage bag and cut holes for my head and my arms. You don't want that
stuff.
You
can't say no to Chet
you.
Atkins. I try to get in there, too, I think.
So you got to catch the rooster by both legs at once with one hand, and with the other hand you grab his neck so he doesn't get you with his spurs, which is something new for a girl from Chicago, of course. And so I got the rooster, and Leona spread bacon grease around his neck for the mite dust to adhere to, Chet's wife. And then I caught the hen, whose name was also Leona, and did the same thing to that. And then afterward, Chet's wife, Leona, invited me to join them for lunch, threw a little more water into the stew, and that was my gig.
Now, did you put that on your resume now?
No, I didn't put that one on my resume. Perhaps I should.
Better update your website.
Little enough to climb in your chicken coop. But I love the fact it's bacon grease that you have to rub on a rooster's neck. That is crazy.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is also a good excuse to break out the Christmas goodies, especially when you have a brand new CD by Joel Patterson, who's in the studio with us, his new Hi-Fi Christmas Guitar CD. He will be having a CD release party at Evanston Space next Wednesday. Also in the studio with us, Muriel Anderson, who has an extraordinary new CD called Eclipse. And you can see Muriel on Friday at
Elgin. And Muriel, people can buy the tickets for the Elgin Art Center through your website, correct?
Yes, murielanderson.com.
And then Saturday, they can show up at Downers Grove or buy tickets in advance.
Yeah, you can get tickets if you're in the area at Anderson's Bookstores and also at Tobias Music or online, MurielAnderson.com. If you want to go directly there, MurielAnderson.com/DG, as in Downers Grove.
Okay.
There's also MurielAnderson.com/Eclipse, and you can check out a track or two of the new CD.
And compliments. You know what? It's appropriate that we should be talking about these new CDs today because these are great Christmas presents.
Boy, are they.
Muriel's CD, the packaging is stunning. The Eclipse packaging, the photographs, the booklet, beautiful. And for anybody who knows Joel's music, Joel is very retro, and it's legitimate. I mean, it really looks like something you would have picked up in 1957.
Especially those of you that were a fan of Mercury Records, mm-hmm, and the beautiful old Mercury albums. That's the kind of retro thing that Joel does.
Everything from the font to just the overall, it looks like it's a shrunk down album that you would have picked up in 1957.
But Muriel is sitting here with this beautiful harp guitar. You want to do something else, I hope?
Sure. You know, I'll do one that we were talking about earlier and is also on the Eclipse. Actually, Eclipse is not really a CD. Eclipse is a greeting card. Comes with an envelope,
right,
and everything, and it's blank on the inside, so you can write what you want to. Use it, and then the CD's on the inside. So it's a greeting card with a CD, so I guess. So I had to do this one on it. And this is the one that I first played in this studio together with Howard Levy. And so we'll do this one for old times. This is Starry, Starry Night.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and daffodils. Catch the trees, the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. Still your love was true. But when no hope was left in sight, on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful